Thank you. Colleagues, we have a four-fifths agenda item. Could you please read it, Carla?
Proclaim May 13 through 19 to be Taiwanese American Heritage Week.
Colleagues, we have Jeff Chang, who is going to come forward and talk about contributions by Taiwanese Americans. We have an invited panel of testimony. Jeff will close this out, and then I will read the proclamation. And if people would like, I think it would be fun to get a photograph at the end with the proclamation. Welcome for being here, sir. Thank you.
Mayor Wheeler and the City Council, my name is Jeffrey Chan, and I'm a 1.5 Chan Taiwanese American who has called Portland home for the last 18 years. I'm both very humbled and proud to be here to have Taiwanese Americans being celebrated by the City Council and also to proclaim the Taiwanese American Heritage Week. I am a senior advisor to the Taiwanese Association of Greater Portland, and professionally, I'm a director of demand and supply management at Nike. It's only fitting I would like to share a couple stories about the contributions made by Taiwanese Americans in modern America. So the first story is YouTube, which is an application and a technology platform that I think everybody has on their cell phone. It fundamentally changed how we humans interact, communicate, learn, conduct marketing, and doing campaigning. It shapes how we as a society talk to each other. Now, while everybody has the technology on their fingertips, not a lot of people know that the company was co-founded by Stephen Chang, who is Taiwanese American. Another story would be Dr. David Ho. Again, like Stephen, not a household name. But Dr. Ho is probably the most renowned HIV and AIDS research scientist in the world. He came to the United States at the age of 12 from Taiwan, and has earned 12 honorary doctoral degrees. His treatment technique, which is called the combination antiretroviral therapy, has cured and helped countless patients around the world. So a couple quick stories that I thought would be important to share as we kick off the celebration to acknowledge the contributions for Taiwanese Americans.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. My name is Annie Shao, and I am also 1.5 generation Taiwanese American. My family moved to Portland in 1996, and the first few years of our move here, our family experienced some cultural isolation, and I also felt how challenging it was to adjust to a new environment. My mother, who is a social butterfly in Taiwan, could no longer easily talk to just anyone that she meets and ask questions. And without the internet back then, it was also challenging to find community space easily, like how we do nowadays. But eventually, somehow, she was able to find the Taiwanese communities and the Taiwanese organizations. So we started to build our roots here in Portland. And so with that experience, I understood personally how important it is to foster community space so that people from all over the world can find support and community and to celebrate their cultures and their traditions living in a new space as New Portlanders. And because of that importance, I have dedicated my life, my professional life, and my volunteer life fostering and building community. I serve as the chapter president of the Formosan Association for Public Affairs, and I am also the advisor for the Taiwanese Association for Greater Portland and on the national board of the Taiwanese Association. So that's just a little bit about myself, and I also want to introduce a couple of members of our community who took time off from work to also be here today, and thank you all for celebrating with us. And their contributions may not be as glamorous as Dr. Ho or Stephen Chen, but they are making positive contributions to our Portland every single day. And we live, work, form families, pay taxes, and partner with everyone in this room to make our city a better city. We are Taiwanese and many innovators, medical professionals, city workers, engineers, and we are Portlanders. Here are Cherry Chi and Dr. Easton Lee to introduce themselves.
Thank you.
Hi, Mayor and Commissioner. I'm so glad to be here. This is my first time to be in the city of Portland. I'm glad to be here as Taiwan's American Heritage Week proclamation reading. I came to Portland in 91 as an immigrant. I'm very thankful and be grateful to be settled in Portland and receive education in Portland as from the beginning and able to finish college, same as my brother. So I graduated from University of Portland. My brother graduated from Oregon State University. And later on, we were able to find a job settled in Portland. So I'm currently working at OHSU as a nurse. And my brother working in the city of Portland in Peabody. So even though we immigrated to Portland, my parents always teach us not forgetting our homeland, Taiwan. Always ask us to get involved with our local communities. So there are three communities I involve a lot. Is Portland Taiwan Lutheran Church and Taiwanese Association of Greater Portland and the FAPA. So my church has been helping assist the early immigration for Taiwanese community to settle in Portland. And TAGP also hosts multiple events in Portland to promote Taiwan and also get involved with local events like Rose Festival and Dragon Boat Races and also provide a chance for local community to get together and bonding. And FAPA helped me to actually the Ross Group organization, the headquarters based in D.C. and with local chapter here, helped me to get involved with U.S. and Taiwan relations. I felt welcome in Portland, and also I found out the city of Portland is the sixth city of Kaohsiung in Taiwan. That's where I was born. That's where my mom's hometown. So I'm very glad I've been settled in Portland and co-parents of hometown. U.S. and Taiwan share the same background of human rights, freedom, and democracy. I hope this relationship continue to grow, and because Taiwan needs the U.S. as a strong support, as Taiwan facing the challenge in the international organization like WHA, WHO, and the United Nations. So I'm glad to be here, and thanks for recognizing Taiwan's American Heritage Week.
Thank you for being here.
Mayor and the City Commissioners, good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Easton Lee. I came to United States from Taiwan in 1995 to seek the higher education. I was a student at the University of Wisconsin Madison with the material science PhD program. And after graduation in 2000, I relocated to the Portland metropolitan area for work. And at that time, I still remember one of my professors talked to me, "Hi, you are going to Portland. It is the Silicon Forest. So it's such a very beautiful place." So this is the first time I come here. I also noticed we have the forest on the ceiling, on the hall. Yeah. So we have the very famous Columbia Gorge and also Forest Park nearby. So the environment is definitely better than the desert-like the Silicon Valley in California. WeberTech is the company I work since 2000, and we have around 10,000 employees and making the mobile computer and medical and automotive chips. This company is the owned and invested by the Taiwanese semiconductor manufacturing company. It's also called TSMC. So the company is making for the customer design to real product. So you might not know, like this iPhone 10, yeah, the chip inside, the device inside, a lot of chips is made from my company, TSMC. Yeah, like A11, the microprocessors. Yeah. And in this Silicon Forest region, there are also a lot of great high-tech companies, such as Intel, Tektronix, Microchip, and eBay or Amazon. So the region has a very strong relationship with Taiwan.
hundreds of the Taiwanese Americans, I think similar as my background, we relocate and work in here. We start our family, our career, our social network here. We live here, shop here, and also doing the volunteer work here, such as attend the Taiwanese Association of Great Poland. We have the outreach for the community. And I think finally, thanks for this community to offer us with the open environment and also treat us with equality. We feel like at home, and we are Taiwanese American. We will try to make a sweep home here. Thank you, Mayor and the City Commissioner.
Thank you.
Mayor, I have
Commissioner.
Two questions for Annie. Could you explain what you meant by 1.5 immigrant?
Absolutely. So I was born in Taiwan, and I grew up here. I came here as a 10-year-old, so I went through the Portland public school system. I went to Buckman, Fernwood, and Grant High School. So 1.5 meaning that first generation is the immigrant generation, and 0.5 is, well, 2 is if you're born here. So I'm kind of in between because I came here at a young age.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And where do you work now, and where did you work before?
I work at Portland Parks and Recreation now as the community engagement coordinator, and so my goals every single day is to connect immigrant refugees and just underserved populations in Portland to connect to our parks, our community centers, and also be a part of the planning process for opening new parks and construction of new parks. And before Portland Parks and Recreation, I worked at ERCO, Immigrant Refugee Community Organization, doing a lot of community leadership capacity building, and also doing a lot of advocacy, so empowering community members, again, to be connected to local government like City Hall, Oregon State Legislature, Multnomah County budget processes, so that we, as a vibrant community that's growing, can see more diverse communities here at these types of spaces.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks,
Rox. Very good.
I just want to say quickly here that as we're sitting here celebrating the Taiwanese American Heritage Week, it is critical to understand that Taiwanese American innovation is American innovation. Taiwanese American heritage is a part of American heritage, and Taiwanese American history is part of American history. It's more important than ever, especially under the current White House administration, to cherish and celebrate diversity and inclusion. Celebrating diversity and inclusion is not a celebration of division, but rather a celebration of true American legacy. So again, we're very honored and humbled to be sitting here as Taiwanese Americans, and want to thank the mayor and the city council for taking the time to proclaim the week.
Very good. Thank you, and we appreciate your testimony. It's now my honor to be able to read a proclamation on behalf of the Portland City Council. Whereas our city of Portland has been continually renewed and enriched by communities of diverse backgrounds who make their journey from near and far to build a home here. And whereas there are more than 500,000 Taiwanese Americans in the United States, and in Portland it's the third fastest growing Asian American population. And whereas Taiwanese Americans have made enormous contributions to the diversity and prosperity of American society, preserving the core values of liberty, democracy, and human rights. And whereas Taiwanese Americans have been consistent and significant contributors to the advancement of tech industries, creative industries, and others. And whereas Taiwanese Americans can be proud of their roots and of their vital role in the continued growth of our nation and our city. And whereas the year 2018 also marks the 30th anniversary of the Portland Kaohsiung Sister City Association demonstrating a long friendship between Portland and Kaohsiung, Taiwan. And whereas during this special week, Taiwanese Americans embrace their multicultural heritage and celebrate with all of Portland in the spirit of community that binds us together as one city. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim May 13th through May 19th, 2018 to be Taiwanese American Heritage Week in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this week. Thank you. We'll suspend the rules. Colleague? Commissioner Udaly?
Just like to thank you for being here and thank you for the contributions, both cultural and economic and innovative, to our community. And personally thank Steve Chen for bringing us all cat videos. I think we can agree. Sorry. I was hoping that wouldn't go flat. Definitely has raised the quality of life of and happiness of all Americans.
Very good. Would you mind if we took a photo right up here?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being here. Thank you.